The next edition of the Times did much to solidify my reputation as a hard-charging, fearless, 23-year-old fool. On the front page was a huge photo of Danny Padgett being led into the courthouse for his bail hearing. He was handcuffed and wore street clothes. He was also giving the camera one of his patented go-to-hell looks. Just above it was the massive headline, "Bail Denied for Danny Padgett." The story was lengthy and detailed. Alongside was another story, almost as long and much more scandalous. Quoting unnamed sources, I described at length the conditions of Mr. Padgett's incarceration. I mentioned every possible perk he was getting, including personal time with Sheriff Coley over the checkerboard. I talked about his food and diet, color television, unlimited phone use, everything I could possibly verify. Then I compared this with how the other 21 inmates were living. On page 2, I ran an old black-and-white file photo of four defendants being led into the courthouse. Each, of course, was wearing the coveralls. Each had handcuffs and unruly hair. I blacked out their faces so, whoever they were, they would not suffer any more embarrassment. Their cases had long since been closed. I'd placed another picture of Danny Padgett as he was led into the courthouse next to the file photo. Except for the handcuffs, he could have been on his way to a party. The contrast was startling. The boy was being pampered by Sheriff Coley, who so far had refused to discuss the matter with me. Big mistake. In the story, I detailed my efforts to chat with the sheriff. My phone calls had not been returned. I'd gone to the jail twice and he wouldn't meet with me. I'd left a list of questions for him, which he chose to ignore. I painted the picture of an aggressive young reporter desperately searching for the truth and being stiff-armed by an elected official. Since Lucien Wilbanks was one of the least popular men in Clanton, I included him in the fray. Using the phone, which I was quickly learning was a great equalizer, I called his office 4 times before he called me back. At first, he had no comment about his client or the charges, but when I persisted with questions about his treatment at the jail, he erupted. "I don't run the damn jail, son," he growled, and I could almost see his red eyes glowing at me. I quoted him on that. "Have you interviewed your client at the jail?" I asked.
"Of course."
"What was he wearing?"
"Don't you have better things to report?"
"No, sir." "What was he wearing?"
"Well, he wasn't naked."
That was too good a quote to pass up, so I put it in bold print in a sidebar. With a rapist murderer, a corrupt sheriff, and a radical lawyer on one side, and me standing alone on the other, I knew I couldn't lose the fight. The response to the story was astounding. Baggy and Wiley reported that the cafes were buzzing with admiration for the fearless young editor of the paper. The Padgetts and Lucien had been despised for a long time. Now it was time to get rid of Coley. Margaret said we were swamped with phone calls from readers incensed with the soft treatment Danny was receiving. Wiley's nephew reported that the jail was in chaos and Mackie Don was at war with his deputies. He was coddling a murderer. 1971 was an election year. Folks were angry out there, and they might all lose their jobs. Those 2 weeks at the Times were crucial to its survival. The readers were hungry for details, and through timing, dumb luck, and some guts, I gave them just what they wanted. The paper was suddenly alive. It was a force. It was trusted. The people wanted it to report with detail and without fear. Baggy and Margaret told me that Spot would have never used the bloody pictures and challenged the sheriff. But they were still quite timid. I can't say that my brashness had in any way emboldened my staff. The Times was and would be a one-man show with a rather weak supporting staff. Little did I care. I was telling the truth and damning the consequences. I was a local hero. Subscriptions jumped to almost 3,000. Ad revenue doubled. Not only was I shining a new light into the county, I was making money at the same time.